Yeah. 16-10, again, the solitary annexation. This was a part of the avenue before turning onto Clifford. This is going to be the site of the new Clifford Grove subdivision, approximately 46.7 acres, adjacent to Fulton Springs. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to answer. Is the public hearing for the town's ETJ extension request from Lake Adam. This is just a little bit of a recap from those in the audience. On July 19th of last year, the town council adopted a resolution requesting the modification to the town's ETJ boundary. This includes a small area that we're going to back, as well as some areas that we asked to have back under our jurisdiction. On October 19th, 26th, we held three public information meetings around the city, one at St. Andrew's United Methodist Church, one at Howling Baptist Church on Park Road, and one at the city's. On November 2016, the Wake County Planning Board's Amendments Committee met to review the town's requests. That led to a meeting on December 7th under full planning board, in which they began the center to make approval of such requests. On January 17th of this year, the Lake County Board of Commissioners held a public hearing and unanimously voted to grant the town's request. That brings us to tonight. Tonight is our formal public hearing to accept what the Lake County Board of Commissioners has granted. We have two effective dates proposed for you in the attached ordinance. The effective date for the areas being relinquished back to Lake County for zoning and building permit control will be effective tonight. And the areas that we are expanding and receiving from Lake County redevelopment will be March 16th. Following tonight's hearing, if approved, first class mowers will be coming out to all property owners once again if they work tonight, as well as those adjacent to them, and notifying them of any coming public hearing. Once the ETJ has been officially adopted, the town has 60 days in which to adopt their rezoning for these parcels. So at this point, we propose that the public hearing for the rezoning of the properties be opened on March 21st and continued until April 3rd. And in order to hear from as many of the residents as possible, should they have questions about the zoning that will be proposed for the property. And on that meeting on the 4th of April, we would ask them to refer to the Planning Commission. Again, we're trying to get to operate on this in a 60-day window. So on April 10th, the Planning Commission will take up the matter for their recommendation back to you, and then the final step will be coming back before you on May 1st for the final action. We have to say, my folks, ETJ is not an annexation. It's not something where we're bringing folks new to the town. They do have to pay taxes. It's only for building permits and zoning permits. which they have a convenient CLF coming to Governor Tim Collins, but it's going to downtown Raleigh. So here we are with this map for reference. Our largest area that has been granted to us is along the future 540 corridor. And down here, like a whole of the interest rooms. We got here a lot of Ryuk and Rainer, and also up here in the Holborn community and up to Rock Quarry Road and then out serving the friends of life. Area B is large as a 40-section area around the corners in the area. We do try to avoid existing subdivisions as much as possible. However, we did run into cases where there were subdivisions in between some larger tracts of potentially developable land in the county. And staff here agreed that we should just take the whole area for consistency. We have a small area here, which is largely made up of property that's owned by the city of Raleigh. But here up the way, something's right, coming down again to 401. There is some additional landing that has been trimmed. Up here, along 401 and Old Stage, we're coming to the end of Woodland Drive, which is right here, and Maxwell Drive, which is up here, and here's Brightmont. We would be taking in this area between Old Stage and railroad tracks. And then finally, area E was a few random small areas to fill in where the county and county staff here agreed for consistency. Our recommendation tonight is to adopt the Judge Rumble for Second Amendment Commission. Of course, this is a public hearing, so if there are any members of the public, they'll certainly be available to answer any questions that you have on this law.
So the last and final question for this conversation is about the
septic hood, like the newer mid-pot, which is conceived in Maryland. It's a project area. What is the current status of the patient for the area? A little bit more access to the area. So currently we do have a comprehensive plan that talks about an area hub boundary agreement with Raleigh, Carrington, and jurisdictions is likely to run. So currently we are doing a bus of that agreement. We are currently in the process of reviewing our comprehensive plan. Expect a draft of that to be released in the next 6 weeks. So that will probably give us a better vision for that area, but we do have an existing plan. So we are trying to work with the county has done to do a one-for-one swap. We don't always have a zoning district that matches up identically, but for the most part, it's very, very close. So you will be getting that notice this week, letting you know what that proposal is. For instance, if you're zoning residential, currently for the county, our goal is to do residential.
Is it on the hill and we're building these big plots and you can't get over at one time or it has no work.
So we'll treat this whole area as a mode of request. So we'll do it in a comprehensive fashion to try to get things in the group as much as possible. Everything that you see the yellow on the map is what's coming in. Mm-hmm. And so if you have even more detail of that, for that, we can send you something by email, or you can come to the office and review a map that's much bigger. Good.
Thank you.
in the first place to the first person, their final approvals, which they'll tell you the county guard down 10, but contract with the county for certain services, such as certain operation control. So the county still oversees that process. And then we also, the county is our water sewer provider. So any kind of construction plans will be reviewed by the municipal and they go through the finalization of the infrastructure. So as far as water and sewer extensions, it is possible that the city of Raleigh may at some point recommend major improvements to the system from the gallery system wide level. To these places, closer to our Simpkins, we had development proposals that have been approved right here near Buster's Creek, which would bring sewer over from the Old Sage area up towards 401. So there are distances that they will look at to determine whether something warrants a system wide upgrade or if they're going to work with developers to achieve those smaller extensions. In this particular case, it will probably be the latter. We don't work with developers who want to extend and work with any terms of study headaches and things of that nature. We are already currently in the home of the 401. So again, they're in the building that is similar level, but they might work with the virtual community property and then later on to make them check and do a good project for 501.
That's my son.
Thank you.
and then the
I'm
and you are so hard. You're a teacher.
Or whatever, and thank you for everything. But it is a self-love. power to go right anymore, but that doesn't help it by telling me what do we need to do in order to ask questions to make sense of it, for doing my joint, or this is in business, or what areas they might pursue it to help them be more comfortable in it, and then they know that all this growth is coming and how to deal with it.
Thank you.
to accommodate our needs. That's the next thing we're trying to do. And we need to review it to make sure that we cover all the aspects of it that we have all needs. We've got that situation that we can work with the law team there are not only medical procedures, we have procedures for taking exams in place. We have an amount, probably a little over 1,500 in national debt standing right now, including a new $2,000 to say that we can have the flexibility of something like the more related to expand section 2. That's more of a cash tank, but the deeper driver, however, we don't need all the time to this point, but we are trying to make sure that there will be other funds for relating to the celebration of change funds. We currently have a finance office that we have been for a couple of months, so we can do an election that has no ice. So that's just a change in the end of what we need. It does give us the authority to extend it if we are depending on it. We have policies and procedures in effect. We are in the process of revising all of the finance policies and procedures in the penalties and tweaks to that policy. Also, we are introducing to that any pre-cash reimbursements are now required to be less than $100. And the expenditures of these funds with the hedge funds have to be in compliance with the law, and I'm going to review most of that. I've done a recall, but we are working to those funds on a regular basis to see what has been spent to make sure that they are in compliance with what we have authorized the departments to use in general. We're asking for this on the ordinance. The law seems to be continuing that said that if you have a location, you have to have an ordinance that states that you have this, that the town council allows you to have this city council budget by the federal budget and has business in different parts of what they do or comments are.
I'm Thank you.
not going to vote.
Thank you.